MTV Cast.
Radio Day, calling it from the Eastern Divide Trail. Just trying to get a little caught up here on all my call-ins, but so yesterday was Sackville to Alma. So got everything packed up. Took a while to do all my laundry in the morning because I got in so late. Everything definitely needed to be washed. Anyways, got packed up, got out of there. Big breakfast, plenty of coffee. All my GI issues are clearing up. So antibiotics are doing their thing. Hopefully stays that way. I rolled out of there late-ish, almost 10 o'clock. So it's not awesome, but it is what it is. To Dorchester, little town. And this is all paved for maybe the first 25 miles, something like that. Miramcook, it's a French-speaking section of New Brunswick there. Basically, they have flags everywhere, like a French flag with a yellow star on it. Must be for that, I don't know, county, region, something. I don't speak French, so I didn't get the whole story. Stopped in there for lunch, took forever. I'm guessing the guy that owns it, runs it, was also waiting all the tables. Just been a lot of that around here. Just everything, if you want food, it's going to be slow. It just takes a while because peak tourist season, and like everything in the world there, everybody's understaffed. So anyways, rolled out of there, on towards Moncton, which is one of the bigger cities here in New Brunswick. On my way in there, it's part of the Trans-Canadian Trail, but it's just, you know, another really great, well-groomed bike path. No ATV snowmobile section. One of the few. And fast rolling is nice to be on something smooth and easy and kind of thoughtless. Rolling through there, a lot of people out on bikes, which was cool to see. And I swear somebody gave me a cheer. As I rolled by, you know, by name, which was kind of wild. Maybe I was hearing things, maybe not. I don't really know. But whoever that is hearing this, thank you so much. That was great. And then we just rolled right. I actually made a stop in Moncton at a little drugstore there. Got some supplements that I'm running low on. Things are taking way longer than planned. But rolled out of there, crossed over the Fundy Bay on Big Bridge. Nice bike path out of there for a couple of miles. And then it turned into a power line trail. And just as you would imagine, it's just not great riding. The next 15 miles took like 3.5, maybe close to 4 hours. I was just super frustrated in there. There was lots of big puddles and soft dirt. And it wasn't like gravel or anything. It's just like clay, and it's just wet and soft and slow rolling. And chunky and nothing to see, just basically hedges on either side, thick brush, trees, whatever, like just nothing positive really going on. And I just literally let it get to me. So I had a pretty good breakdown in there, mentally, got real angry, a lot of cursing, screaming at the world, fully knowing I chose to do this, and I chose to be the first one and even be, didn't exactly choose to be scouting this, but that is the case. And so fully knowing that, I did send a text to Logan at bikepacking.com. My apologies for that, Logan. It was heated moments for me, and I apologize. I should not have sent that and or said anything disparaging about the route, and I will continue to give my feedback in a more positive manner. I was really, and most of it was that knowing that I just spent that long in that section, that really sucked. Knowing that I was going to miss all this beautiful section to come as I got out towards the Fundy National Park and all that, and I was going to be doing all that in the dark and just miss all of it. And who knows. Yeah, so frustrated not knowing again that I'd ever be back in this part of the world and ever get to see these things again. So anyways, I rolled on out of there and it opened up a bit and got on some roads. I stopped by a farm and got some water, and they had a really sweet dog that was just like wanting to be right up next to me and give love and all that. And then I got a whiff of it. That thing had been rolling in some nasty stuff, but it was so sweet. So kind of miss my dog, Bart. Anyways, rolled out of there and got onto not too bad of a road, a little chunky, a little wet here and there, but not too bad. And then I ran into a big bull moose right before sunset. And I posted up a video of that on the Instagram at eddieoday.com. And nothing bad happened. It was just the closest I've been to a bull in maybe 20 yards off, and he just eventually wandered off into the woods and let me go by. No big deal, but it was really cool, really great moment. So that was basically right before sunset. So after that, it was pretty dark, but several big rolling climbs, 1,000 foot, maybe 3 or 4 times, before I get out to the Fundy Bay coast. Big, huge, ripping descent, mostly paved, so that was good. In that I was tired. It was almost midnight, and my headlight on my bike is not functioning. I have another one coming here soon. So it was all just the one light. So I'm just kind of swiveling my head, not so much to look side to side as it changes the angle of the light so I can see the potholes so I don't hit them at 30 miles an hour. But yeah, rolled into town. The girl working the inn was really sweet. I think she works the gas station next door. But it was really, really sweet to stay up that late and come over and let me in that late. So I got into the room and cleaned up and straight to bed. I didn't wash anything. I didn't barely unpacked, and that was that. So now this morning, late start, some of that my own fault. Excuse me, being real sleepy. Some of that, again, the super slow restaurants. It just took forever to get breakfast and coffee and get out of there. And then I forgot my tracker in the hotel room. So sweet girl working the inn, she walked back over and let me into the room so I could get my inn reach. So that's that. I have it. I am out into the Fundy National Park on some single track. It's been a pretty good slog. I have about another mile of easy climbing to go, and then rolling along on the parkway, I think, for a while. So I'm going to get after it. Thanks for listening. If you are listening, please consider making a donation to the Georgia Cycling League. You can either find that through the website, Georgia or Tackling the Trail, Georgia Cycling Association. Just Google that, you'll find it. And or if you're on track leaders following any of this, just click on my dot and my website link will be in there. So please consider that. That's the whole point of this. Adventures are awesome, but raising money for getting more kids on bikes and living healthy lifestyles, something I'm really passionate about, and I hope you are too. So please consider making some small donation. Large donations are cool too, but that's really motivating. I've had about 52 individual donations so far, so I know there's a bunch of people out there watching, listening, reading. So please, if you're enjoying the show at all, please, please, please make a donation. Thank you. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.